Top 10 Worst Takes on Conan the Hero Dog's Visit to the White House. By Christina Wong on November 27, 2019. President Trump earlier this week invited members of the Army Delta Force team that took down Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to the White House, including Conan the Hero Dog, who played a significant role in chasing al-Baghdadi into a tunnel, where the ISIS leader blew himself up with two of his children. While the president kept the identities of the human forces secret, he brought Conan out to meet the public. Conan did a fantastic job. And we're very honored to have Conan here and to have given Conan a certificate and an award that we're going to put up in the White House, Trump said. Vice President Mike Pence added, "Conan is really a hero. It's a real joy to be able to help welcome him here to the White House with you." What followed was a somewhat lighthearted back and forth with the press, with members asking the president and the first lady if they wanted to adopt the dog. However, online, some took it as an opportunity to criticize the president. Here are the top 10 worst takes. Joan Walsh, national affairs correspondent at The Nation, called Trump and the first lady's coldness towards Conan terrifying. 2. Walsh, later, complained she was being slammed for her Conan tweets, then erroneously stated Conan was a female dog and took another hit at Trump. 3. Over confusion whether Conan was a male or a female, The Washington Post's fact-checker Glenn Kessler accused the White House of a cover-up since Trump referred to the dog using male pronouns. In the end, the Pentagon confirmed Conan is a male dog. He then had to backtrack later. 4. Louise Mensch, former British parliamentarian who helped push the Russia collusion narrative, suggested that journalists file a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, to find out Conan's gender and to stop Trump playing games. She also included a close-up of Conan's genital area. 5. Democrat operative Claude Taylor also accused the White House of lying about Conan's gender to cover up for Trump using male pronouns to describe him. 6. Spin magazine's Politics Channel tweeted that the Trumps were going out of their way to avoid touching Conan, despite it normally not being advisable to pet a military working dog. 7. Yahoo News reporter Hunter Walker suggested Trump was threatening reporters when he joked, "You see how beautiful and how calm, during a situation like this, is. And you're very lucky he doesn't. He's not in a bad mood today, Jeff. Not in a bad mood. You're safe." 8. Vanity Fair also tweeted about Trump's joke to Reuters White House reporter Jeff Mason, characterizing it as a threat. 10. Finally, Never Trumper Bill Kristol came in with a cringe-inducing take appearing to cater to the woke crowd. Follow Breitbart News at Christina_Wong.